When well-known companies file for bankruptcy, some investors react by trying to dump that company's stock. But there are other investors who try to buy up the same stock. Michelle Singletary is here to tell us why anyone would want to invest in a company that's going broke. Michelle writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money. She joins us on Tuesdays to talk about personal finance. Michelle, who's investing in these bankrupt companies and why?
You know, I think a lot of small investors who don't have the benefit of good advice are buying brand name companies that are under bankruptcy protection. For example, many investors bought Kmart stock when it was under bankruptcy protection. Many people are buying WorldCom stock as it tries to emerge from bankruptcy. Many of them buy the stock with the idea that the price of the stock will rise after it comes out of bankruptcy.
And is that working out? Are there a lot of fortunes based on investing in bankrupt companies?
No, you might as well buy toilet paper. I mean, it does not make sense. For some short sellers, some people out there who maybe know how to work the market, okay, fine. But for regular small-time investors, this does not make sense. Please don't do this. Chances are it's very likely that the company will cancel that stock, the old stock, when it emerges from bankruptcy. That's what happened with Kmart. It said in its reorganization plan that it planned to cancel its stock when it emerged from bankruptcy. Many small investors didn't see this information, didn't hear it or ignored it, bought the stock. Now they've got toilet paper for an investment.
It's actually legal for a company to say, hey, we're planning on, we might still sell this stock, or someone might be trading in this stock.
Yes, they're trading on the over-the-counter market, and it's legal to trade it. It's somebody wants to buy it and somebody wants to sell it. It's out of the hands of the company. It's not the company selling the stock. So it certainly is legal, and it is legal for them to cancel the stock, because what happens is they've got to find some way to pay their creditors, right? And this stock, the new stock, becomes like a currency. So they say to the creditors, if you accept this reorganization plan, we will issue new stock. And obviously the theory then is that the new stock will rise in value, but it's the old stock that people are buying that is going to be worthless.
But there must be some bankrupt companies that are worth investing in.
I think very few. There are some that keep their stock when they emerge from bankruptcy, but you have to read the reorganization plan to find that out. WorldCom has said in their filings that they will cancel their stock, and yet people continue to buy that stock. Whenever there's news about WorldCom, people bought their stock like crazy, thinking, oh, that's behind them. When they come out of bankruptcy, the stock will be worth something. So you need to look at the company's reorganization plan before you buy stock in a company under bankruptcy protection. And is it tedious? Yes. But if you're going to put your hard-earned money into this, then you're going to have to do some research and know what you're doing. For the average person out there, don't do it. It's likely the stock is going to be worthless. I can't say it any clearer than that.
And if you listen to Michelle Singletary long enough, she's going to give you some tips of better things to invest in.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Michelle writes the syndicated personal finance column, The Color of Money, for The Washington Post, and joins us on Tuesdays. Thanks, Michelle.
You're so welcome.